I want you to put your right hand over your heart and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
My heart is perceiving.
My heart is perceiving.
You're having your way today.
I can hear.
I can see.
And my heart is
perceiving.
Your truth
will drill a hole
in my unbelief.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
I want to share with you a word that a friend of mine sent me from Canada. And this is not something that I would share normally. But because of the anointing that hit me when I read it, and I read it more than once, I did a little bit of underlining. But I can say that the awareness of God's Holy Spirit was all over me as I was reading it. I declared it out loud just to give it a little more pressure. And the reason I say that is because when you declare the truth of God's word out loud, the darkness does hear us. Okay? It's a word by Barry Wunsch from Red Deer, Alberta. He said this he received on August 18th, 2021. Word for the United States, fasten your seatbelts. God says, fasten your seatbelt. This is going to be the ride of your life. I have begun to dismantle the most evil structures that have ever existed. Many have said it cannot be done. They say they are too powerful. They say it will never change. They say it does not matter the color of the team. They are all the same. Corrupt, greedy, vile, and immoral. It is for this reason that I am dismantling things as you have known them. I tell you that I will not relent. I will not stop until everything that can be shaken will be shaken. The deep state that has ruled over the United States of America and every nation around the world shall be dealt with swiftly. The ties to the ancient order, the occult, false gods, and false religion shall be exposed for all to see and understand. And furthermore, I shall dismantle and destroy them at the sound of my name. Let it be known on this day that I am coming to deal with these evil leaders once and for all. For far too long, they have oppressed and controlled my people. I am dismantling their alliances, power structures, and regional strongholds. From New York to California, you will see my hand at work. These gates to and from this nation will be reestablished on my word and my destiny over this United States of America.
Thank you, Lord.
I am exposing and removing all those who stand in the way. They have been given opportunities to repent, but have made their choice to walk in their own ways. I will displace the power, I will displace the powers and principalities that overshadow these gates, New York and California in parentheses. And the light shall shine like the moon, noonday sun for all to see. I will bring restoration and healing through these gates. The harvest shall be great as revival sweeps the streets. I will reestablish and release kingdom wealth for my people, taking it from the hands of the wicked. You will be astonished by the works of my hand. Florida, you are a key to this nation, and I am about to turn this key for the world to see. In parentheses, he writes, I saw the state from the air, and it was solid gold. What I am starting in Florida shall not only ignite your nation, but the nations of the world. Yes. Leaders, domestic and foreign, shall come and gather and be touched by my glory, never to be the same again. I will be the true gathering place for the nation, for the United Nations, united in me. I saw the flags of the nations set up there. Texas, my loyal defender, a trumpet to the nation, I am increasing my favor upon you. Your wells shall be increased. Amen. New fields opening, somehow overlooked. New discoveries. You will fortify those walls once again. You will execute justice, sweeping the land, rounding them up, and will have and rounding them up will have never been as easy. Many will come to know me and turn on their leaders. Informants and runners will come to you to show you what is hidden. The fear of the Lord shall overtake them. Great power will flow from you, Texas. Lead the way. Texas, I am flushing out those who do not belong. They will no longer hold the seats that they hold. They will not be able to withstand or resist me. I have given you mechanism to proceed. To proceed at will, I am with you. You will have great success. There's a word for Bill Gates, and there's a word for Canada. But what I felt this morning when I was rehearsing again, saying, Lord, you really want this out there. He said, many don't even realize that the plan of God is unfolding. As far as Florida is concerned, many years ago, the Pensacola revival was something that I tasted of. My brother and his wife graduated from their school of evangelism, and the church at the time that they were there, I wasn't able to go there at that time, but at the time that they were there, and they were there for several weeks, they just couldn't leave. They ended up living there, not far from where the revival was. Can you imagine to get yourself in line at 3 a.m. in the morning so that you can be in the main sanctuary at 7? And be in your little chair and waiting upon the Lord, worshiping the Lord all day long with hundreds and hundreds of people and thousands as the afternoon would come. And the worship was in the driveway and in the parking lot all up until 7 when the doors would open. The signs and the wonders and the miracles touched almost every nation in the earth. Is that a sample? It could be. My sister-in-law kept, you've got to come, Kim, you've got to come. I said, well, if Pastor gives me a break, I can, but, you know, I did go, but it was almost a year later. You see, just because we don't get to taste doesn't mean it didn't happen. Amen. Okay? And I believe that when Holy Spirit is given full access, full freedom, when I went, I can say that we were in line about 4 hours outside in the parking lot. And the church was overflowing. They had actually two sanctuaries. And the worship was outstanding. Kids were jumping in the realm of the Spirit beyond my understanding. The anointing was there. The Holy Spirit had an awesome time. And it was, to me, a sample of what he wants to do next. That's why I believe the anointing was on this particular word. We've also had several words that the Holy Spirit was cleaning us up. And sometimes, you know, when God wants to do something, he has to prepare us. So he brought me to page 84, again, out of Paul Keith's book, Thrones of the Soul. And I just want to give to you just a couple of verses to let you see what he's trying to do to me and make you and me the recipients of his grace. He says, clearly this is not implying that we abandon foundational truths, but rather the tendency to mold fresh outpourings of his Holy Spirit unto the old methods and techniques with which we are accustomed. We sometimes become comfortable with the familiar, and it can easily become a crutch. The Holy Spirit is preparing a company of pioneers. Did you hear me? The Holy Spirit is preparing a company, that's a group, of pioneers who will advance over the deep things of God and demonstrate them to this generation. Amen. This generation is going to taste things that the other generations did not get. Our job as elders and older folks is to give you an ability and help you to go forward and to lift you up when you start falling down. You know why we know how to do that? Because somebody had to pick us up. So it's not a critical voice to say that a pioneer is something bad. A pioneer means you're going into new territory that has never been discovered before. A pioneer is one who opens and prepares the way for others to follow. Can I say I'm a pioneer under construction? Amen. Yes. They will be exemplified in a John the Baptist type of ministry. Now, kind of give a peek at what John the Baptist did. When he started to tell the people to get ready that the Messiah was here, the people of the nation were in trouble. They had been stubborn, doing their own thing. But here comes John the Baptist saying, there's one that's coming that's better than me. Well, even he was such an example that he shook the ground of the country of Israel. Now, these people will be a voice of another and will know the reality of Jeremiah 33:3. By calling upon him to show us great and mighty things which we do not presently know. Meaning, if you have all the knowledge already, it's not going to be new. It's not going to be what you've had accustomed to. This process will establish a royal priesthood. So there's a purpose. Hallelujah. Prophetically illustrated in Zechariah chapter 3. And the transformation of Joshua, the high priest. The Lord Jesus is the head, and we are to be his body, and must be bone of his bone, and flesh of his flesh. I have a confession to make. I was not familiar with this particular book, or that particular verse. And I had a word of knowledge with someone that's here. And that particular word came out of my mouth for that person. And I'll be honest with you, I had never heard anything like that come out of my mouth before. What I'm saying to you is this. If you're a pioneer, get ready for some new words to mumble out of you. Because a pioneer is going to do something that wasn't done before. Okay? And you need to be bold enough and full of adventure to say, I'm going to speak the truth to you, whether you like it or not. This is what I sense about you. This is what I feel about you. This is why I'm praying for you, because that's what you do, young lady. All right. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. Psalm 132:9. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. Now, the part about the prophetic word that was given talks about giants. Okay? Watch this. The giants of the land. The enemies that inhabit the promised land are strongholds and dominions existing in my soul, or in our souls, that must be overcome through the appropriation of the blood of Jesus Christ and his victory. So in other words, he was the great pioneer. He did it all before us, and we have him as a guideline. These enemies are too great for us in our own strength, just as the inhabitants of the promised land were too great for Israel to defeat without the Lord's supernatural intervention. As we prayed for some of you this morning, some of you felt things that you probably didn't feel before. And that's an adventure. What is God doing to me? The very first time that I was anointed with oil was in West Warren, Massachusetts. Okay? And the second time that I was anointed, I lost my knees. I couldn't hardly stand. I was wobbling all over the place. It was a beautiful Catholic church. His name was Father Paul. And he was the one that was chosen by God to anoint me with oil for the first time. Did I go back? Yes. Did I learn what he was up to? At a great cost. Because again, I was laughed at. I was ridiculed. But I was having that adventure. I wanted more. I wasn't satisfied with what had been given. I wanted more. Here you go. A little ready. Although 10 of the spies returned with an evil report. So again, the common out of 12, 10 had an evil report. Remained the decisions of the people to choose which report they believed. They could have chosen to believe the faithful report of Joshua and Caleb. And in so doing, they would have experienced the great power of Captain of the Lord's host and enjoyed the fullness of his promise. I believe we're in that place right now, where the captain of the host, which is Jesus, is releasing our ability to be receiving what he's prepared for us to go higher than we've ever been before. So it is with us today. Although the strongholds and worldliness in us seems insurmountable, the Lord has pledged in his word that we have the precious and magnificent promises by which we can become partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption of this world and its lust. Our part is in yielding to the Holy Spirit and allowing this work to be realized. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but I can tell you this. His press was for me to go to Psalm 107. So if you have your Bible with you, you go to Psalm 107. Because again, see, Holy Spirit wants us to taste of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We don't have to die in order to get what he's prepared for us and what he's promised for us. It is now that we need his help. Verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures part time. Oh, really? Well, before I got this word this week to go to Psalm 107, he had given me a word. I was actually visiting the men's shelter down in Springfield. And I had an adventure. You like that, huh? I leave my house. I think I'm going to go to the grocery store. I think I'm going to do a couple of errands and get some gas for the car and, you know, go to the bank, go to the post office. And I leave. I come out of my little development. There's a stop sign. And there's a house across the street from the stop sign. And so I'm driving down the street, and I see a young man with two duffel bags, one on his back and one in his hand. And I kind of looked at him, and I said, this is weird. You know, early morning is a gorgeous hot day. And so I get over the bridge, and the Lord said, I want you to give him a ride. Whoa, that wasn't part of my agenda, but it was part of the adventure. So I turned around, pulled a U-ey, went back up the hill, pulled the window down, and I said, by any chance, are you looking for a ride? Because what I wanted to know is if he had a smile on his face, it would be God. So I put a fleece out there. You know, I'm not going to pick up just anybody, but if it's God, it's going to be good. So, pulled down the window. I said, by any chance, are you in need of a ride? Oh, he said, wow. And so I said, okay. So I pulled another U-ey, and he gets in the car, puts his duffel bag in the back. And I said, where are you going? He says, I'm homeless, and I'm having to leave the house. I said, okay. Well, where are you going? He says, I don't know. I said, well, this will be an adventure. It looks like we're going to have to pray, huh? He says, I'm ready for prayer. Yeah. I said, okay, let's pray. So I asked him for his name, and I'm not going to divulge that. So after prayer, heading towards Ludlow, I said, by the way, if you're homeless, you have no money, nope. I don't have a phone. I don't know where I'm going. I said, well, I know where you're going. You're going to the homeless shelter. I said, we support this shelter that's down in Springfield. I said, if you want, I'll give you a ride down there. Oh, said, that'd be great. He said, well, I'm hungry. I said, yeah, and they have free food. So you'll get a lunch. So obviously, we get to the place. It's 12 o'clock. We have an encounter with the person at the door, and he gets an appointment to talk to somebody after lunch. So I didn't stay for lunch, but he had an awesome lunch, and had an encounter with the counselor. But now I learned that he had kind of pulled a fast one on me. And the counselor and I talked the next day, and he called me in the morning, and he told me that he was going to go back and meet me there for 12:30, which was lunchtime. Well, I went early because I wanted to talk to the counselor. He's early 30s. He's from Portland, Maine, also lived in Florida, and just went through a divorce. And his body was still full of drugs. So therefore, he could not come into the program right away. He had to go through a detox place first. And there's one in Worcester. And so when I went to talk to the young man that was in charge, he gave me a phone number. So I gave it to him when he called me the next day because he never made it. He fell asleep. He hadn't slept most of the night, so obviously he fell asleep in a shelter and woke up at 2. So I gave him the phone number, and this agency will actually drive out and pick you up wherever you are and bring you to the detox for whatever weeks that they need in order to get the blood cleaned up from all the garbage. Adventure. What if I didn't hear from the Holy Spirit? Or if I used my head and said, uh-uh, not giving anybody a ride. It's not safe. But Holy Spirit was pressing me to obey and to just do whatever he did. So now we're at the shelter the first day. And he says to me, you know, he says, when I go to my AA meeting, I'm going to tell them about this pastor that picked me up and gave me a ride to the recovery place. Because it's a 12-month program over there. What am I saying? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures part-time. That's the reasoning. But the word says forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this, those he redeemed from the hands of the foe, those he gathers from the lands, from the east and west, from the north and the south. Some wandered in the desert wasteland, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and they lived ebbed away. Their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and the deepest gloom, prisoners suffering in iron chains, for they had rebelled against the word of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. So he subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he breaks down the gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. That's, by the way, those are witchcraft things that are going on. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. They loathed all food and drew near the gates of defeat, of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. He sent forth his word and healed them. And he rescued them from the grave. There's a lot more to this. But when I left this young man, I asked for permission to anoint him with oil. He looked at me and he says, all I can feel is love. And I said, well, that's all you get. I'm not here to condemn you. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm not here to tear you down. He says, nobody's ever done this before. I said, well, I think you've got a lot of people in this group that is willing to help people that have fallen out from society. And when he called me the next morning, he said, by the way, I had quite a night. And I said, well, what did you do? He said, well, I walked around where all the homeless hang out. I found one of my friends that I grew up with. He was so high on drugs and doesn't want to change. And I decided that whatever I have to do to get better, I will do. So he says, I'm definitely going to go back as soon as I can get the next level of the permissions that are needed. And I will sign up. And when I got off the phone, I said to him, you know, you're in the valley of decision. And every decision that we make will have endurance if it's a real commitment, and it will have grace to carry that commitment, and the Holy Spirit will put other people in your path to take you to victory. But you have a choice. You can get off this road anytime. You can go off and go back to your old lifestyle. That's up to you. So our conversation was sweet. I'm going to ask you to continue to intercede as the Lord leads for this young man. And all I can tell you is the first initial is K. So I don't want to give out his name. That would not be right. But pray for this young man named Kay that needs to have a real word from God and an eternal, enduring transformation that will give him the grace that he needs. But at the same time, pray that you will hear from God and be able to obey when he tells you to obey in order to complete whatever his plan is in Jesus' name. Could you lift one hand to the Lord? Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
Put the hound of heaven.
Holy Spirit is the hound of
heaven.
On Kay's tracks.
Get him to the finish line.
Get him to the finish line.
He needs healing.
He
needs deliverance.
He needs deliverance.
And we release him totally to you, Lord.
And do such an awesome work in him
that he'll have a brand new life
with many adventures available.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And amen. So that's my